We went to Cyprus in October last year, and it was the first mission of the United Nations Global Advocate for the Elimination of Mines and Explosive Hazards, Mr. Daniel Craig, the British actor. It was just before the James Bond film Spectre came out, and so it was a time where there was a lot of interest in him, specifically, and it was nice that he had that time to do a mission for us.
And I guess it must be important to have somebody like James Bond on your team.
100%. It just brings a lot of attention to the issue. It's something that he cares about a great deal, which is very nice for us because he can talk about it. And a lot of different people will listen to him as opposed to a United Nations bureaucrat, for example.
We're looking at one of the photos from Cyprus. Tell us about it. It looks like there's a miner and some very old looking mines there.
Yeah, this trip that we did was to give the Global Advocate a chance to actually go to an active minefield. And what we're looking at in this picture, and just to say, anybody can go to the United Nations UNMASS website, it's unmass.org, and actually see the entire photo exhibition. But what we're looking at right here is a Cambodian D-miner wiring up three anti-tank mines. Those three anti-tank mines were found very close to this area. They're some 40 years old. They were put in the ground in the buffer zone between the Greek and the Turkish sides. And they're now being demined. This demining is going on now because confidence is being built between the two sides as the peace process moves forward. So for us to be able to react rapidly and go in when there's a call for it and get rid of some landmines, every landmine out of the ground brings the communities literally closer together.
And of course, the mines, they also hamper everyday life. There's another photo of a tractor. It looks like it's stalled in a field.
Yeah, that's very specific. Okay, when you have landmines or even the perception that there are landmines, because landmines, again, they're buried in the ground. They're buried in the ground by soldiers, usually as a defensive position to hold, to make sure that they're not going to be attacked at a certain point. They're forgotten. They sit there, but they don't turn off. They can be there like these ones I just pointed out for 40 years or more. And anybody who comes along and steps on them, and these are anti-tank mines, so normally it would take 100 and some kilos to put them off. But after 40 years, you don't know what would set them off. Maybe it would be a child jumping rope that could set them off. In this case where you have the tractor, that's exactly what happened. This was a farmer who had gone into the zone of confidence or into the buffer zone in Cyprus. And just that, they had actually run into a mine. They're very lucky. The whole front left end of that tractor is missing. But the farmer inside of the tractor was taken out and is safe and sound. However, the tractor is not going to be moved for probably a long time because now the miners have to come in and get rid of the mines all around it so that it can actually safely be moved. But that's an idea. The point is that we did this exhibition before last year, and we have it this year in Geneva called the Digital Minefield. And a digital minefield is something that gives you, through an application, an iOS or an Android application, it gives you the sensation of walking through a minefield, just orally. You listen to it, right?
It's on your phone.
It's on your phone, and you put in earbuds. It's called Sweeper app. And if you walk through and you listen to this thing and you just get that fear of like, oh my God, every step is dangerous. So let's just say in New York City, for example, there's one landmine, just one. It's been buried somewhere in this city. How many children would go to school tomorrow? How many people would be going to work? Who would go to a park? Just think for a moment. Just one. Even the perception that there's one. That's the point of landmines, is that if you have them around there, you live in insecurity. If you're a parent, you're always worried about where your children are. If you're a farmer, you're always worried about which parts of the land you can use. Often, places that are mined during conflict are places that people need the most. Wells, passages across rivers or across fjords or places that you need to get to, or even places that have shade. So, example, if it's a very hot country, if there's a little shade under a tree, it could be mined.
Let's move from Cyprus to Afghanistan, because one of the things that the UN Mine Action Service does is, of course, help victims. Tell us about that particular pillar of your work.
Victim assistance is a very, very important part of what we do. Survivors of a landmine accident, there are way too many of them. They continue, they're much less than there used to be, but the big goal there is how do they get back into their communities? Often it's children. So that's very hard for the families. It takes a lot of money. You have to get prosthetic limbs. You have to go through a lot of rehabilitation. And then after that, you have to be reintroduced in order to be able to go to school, or if you're the breadwinner of a family, in order to find some type of job where you can work, whether you're missing an arm or you're blinded or you're missing a leg. And so that's the work. That's what it's aimed at. And it's aimed at getting governments to step up and do what they can for that. And where they can't, we try to fill in, to try to set up programs and try to find assistance that can be used on a temporary basis for whatever, 1 to 5 years.